You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast helps you make the most of your podcasting content on your terms. If you're a creator or interested in starting a podcast, Acast offers a range of ways to make money from your craft. From advertising from well-known brands to offering podcast subscriptions with Acast Plus, you decide how you want to monetize your content. Visit acast.com to learn more and get started for free.
This season, in temperate climates around the world, cherry trees are blooming, drawing crowds to admire their flowers and the onset of spring weather. In Japan and in Japanese communities worldwide, the Cherry Blossom Festival is a living tradition celebrated with a mix of customs both old and new. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Alan Okada is a drummer with Sodaiko, a taiko drumming ensemble which performs annually at the Cherry Blossom Festival at New York City's Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
The early Japanese immigrants brought taiko with them and would use them for the traditional festivals, but those drums largely sat unused throughout the World War II period. And it was actually only relatively recently that people began to use those taiko as musical instruments. There are now people who strongly believe that we need to maintain those cultural ties. And taiko is one of those things that becomes a thread to our history and our culture.
Traditionally, taiko drumming was reserved for ritual occasions and was not part of the Cherry Blossom Festival. But these days, in the United States, the festival has become a celebration of all forms of Japanese culture.
The Cherry Blossom Festival in Japan is usually a more contemplative festival, but the idea is to go out there and be out with the trees and appreciating nature and your friends and having a good time and not so often having performances. But in Japanese American communities, the Cherry Blossom Festival has tended to be a focal point of community pride. And so not only do people go out and appreciate the cherry blossoms, but they'll schedule parades and they'll have performances in conjunction with that.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.